We are going to reiterate what Channel has said to you, which is the most important thing in all of this is you. It is you and how you are going to use your energy and how that energy is going to reform in this time and how much you are going to allow that. There is no going back to the way it was, because the way it was is no longer with you. But in something this cataclysmic, what rises up in you, if you are centered, is your own strength, your own ability to walk through whatever is in front of you while you take care of yourself. And in the doing that, there is a kind of growth that you do not get in other ways. The cataclysm is so large that it calls a large part of you. And we want to be sure that that large part is allowed to know, but not allowed to overfocus. Because what you focus on, you empower. And what we want to remember here is that what we want to empower is you. So when you look at something that has dread in it, has sadness in it, whatever it is, you want to remember the laws of release. And the first law of release is acknowledgement. So you take one moment and you acknowledge the sadness of that burned home. And then you acknowledge your own strength and your ability to move past that burned home, not to take it with you. We have some issues with the way your news is given to you, because it is given to you based on the most fearful principles that you can imagine. And we are asking you to move in the other direction. We are not saying do not know. We are saying do not linger. And when you remember your own strength, the strength you are calling up now to help you through this time, that is where we want your focus to go. That in no way means that you do not care. It does not mean that. But it means that you know that there is power in where you put your focus. Now, as you talk to different people, you will find that there are basically two categories. There are people who have experienced a disaster and they say, the good news is I am alive. What I have lost is things, but I have not lost myself. And that response in itself is a lesson, because that is what you need to be doing. There is disaster, but I have not lost myself, and I am moving on. And that is no matter what the situation might be. But the other thing you are going to see is the return to the victim. I have lost everything. I have no power. There is nothing I can do. You want to spend limited time with people who are going to the collapsed victim, as many people do. It is not that we do not understand that, but it is a very unhealthy way to move. Now, this does not mean that you do not help. If someone has gone to victim and you can direct things to them that would be helpful, you do that. But do not spend too much time with them, because they will want to take you down with them to the level, to the depth where they are feeling their own loss. And you do not, you need to know about that, but you do not need to visit there. And you do not need to stay. And there is the service. If there is something you can send, you do that. If there is nothing you can do for this, go back to yourself, center, feel your own power to walk forward. And that is what you want to remember to do. These are simply the basic pieces of information for how to walk through what is going on now. But you will find those two situations occurring time and time again. Be with the one who says, I am sorry I lost this, but I have myself and I am creating. Very supportive of those people, because they are going to help you build a new world in the place where this old one has burned. And when we say new world and old world, we are not simply talking about property or houses. We are talking about more than that. We are talking about energies and shapes and forms that need to come to light now and to come into being. And so you do want to remember those. When you are looking at an event like this, it is forcing you into growth. You may not understand that, but it is forcing you into growth. It is making you say, there is this around me, but there is me. And I am a child of God, as they are children of God. But everyone is doing, you are either accepting that position and calling it in, or you are not. If someone is not, if you can send something, fine, but you need to move along, because this is not the creative energy. The creative energy is, no matter what has happened, I am the child of the universe. I can empower. I can create. And that is the important thing that we do now. There are larger global things that are going on here. And this strange dichotomy that appears in your world. Channel has given you good information. Do not waste your time on the political arena. It is so far over the line of where it is supposed to be that you do not want to look. That is a world that is choosing darkness. And it's going to choose darkness until darkness eats itself, and then other things will happen. But you do not need to be there for that. So your world is, interestingly enough, both being expanded in terms of your own ability to create and narrowed in your own ability to get into a dark world that you do not belong in. And all this is happening at once. This is not the only disaster that will happen in your world. This is the one that has happened to you that is large enough, so it is the big one for you. But there are going to be other things like this in the country, in different places in the country. And everyone will need to come to the same conclusion. That what is important is that I am alive, I am connected, and I create. And I am creating with the materials that I have now. And even if I am tired, I am going to get up and continue. And that is what I am going to do, because that is how you make a group of creators really powerful. Is that they are creating together because they are connected together. And that is what we want you to remember. Many things from your past at some point here will be awakened. Old fears, old insecurities. That is to be expected, just as the shock is to be expected. But you get to choose how much time you spend with that. If the old dark voice has been with you forever, you get to choose how much power you are going to give it now. And what we are hoping is that it will be not much power. There is also a great power in the ability to watch. Not only watch other people, but watch systems as they shift and change and take on new color and new meaning. And that we believe you will find to be interesting and pleasurable, because there is no hierarchy at all in this new way of moving. And so we want you to watch, but we do not want you to worry. And what is happening now is not a return. It is a movement forward. So remember that in your daily life. Remember who you are and the importance of that connection. We will not take your time to talk about the many, many other layers that are impacted by this. We simply want you to focus here. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Let the universe send you a field of light, a light that covers the room and covers you, so that when you breathe in, you are breathing in the light of the universe, and exhaling fear and upset. Bring yourself into your heart center, into the beautiful place that you have made to rest, to heal, to create. And find the water in your heart center and drink that water to refresh yourself. To refresh your spirit. And see that a path illuminates and calls you to it. And move yourself to that illuminated path and let go of the earth. And let go of the trying. And step onto the path which takes over everything, so that you can let go of everything. And as you move upward, know that the air is full of blessings and they are for you. And breathe in those blessings as the path itself moves you upward. And come to the place that retrieves your fear. So when you step into that place, all of the fears, old or new, come out of your body and into the space that holds those for you. And breathe and let go of every one of them, old or new. All of the fears. And see this energy gather them up. And begin to change them. To redeem them. And look for a symbol that comes out of that redemption. Now step onto the path again. And let the path take you upward, lighter than you were before. Lighter than when you carried all of that. And feel yourself move higher and the vibration move higher with you. And breathe in the blessing. And come to a place of joy and allow yourself to feel joy in your body without guilt, without worry, but simply feel joy because you are created to feel joy. And let joy gather all around you. And step onto the path again and let the path move you upward to the place of the gift and the place where your teacher sits, waits for you to come. And allow yourself to know the gift. Thank the teacher who is here with you and who is walking with you every day, and receive the teacher's blessings. Now come to the path again. And as you step onto the path, feel that you are now full of the light that you need to bring back with you. Come back down the path, come into your heart center and let your light bring light to your own heart. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. And when you've centered in your body and grounded, holding the light, open your eyes.